The Noon. Then he could see the sun of noon on his path, right above him. With the morning behind him and the afternoon before him, he stops to think. The sun is standing there like a moment in the midst of time. There it is, the recurring moment. How right it was coming here, underneath this massive picture. This life and every moment of it is everlasting, over and over again, nothing new. Only the same thing, over and over again. How important is freedom and self-determination underneath this picture? Clarity comes over him, and that was when he realized that he had been walking hunched over ever since the last encounter. Just like someone carrying a large burden. But where did the burden come from? Was it the loneliness? Isn't man safer in himself? Doesn't the reality of existence, of own will, promise more security than an old book written by humans? An existence steered from on high? His thoughts tried to grasp the last encounters. The old religions are the most uncomfortable of approaches because we don't have to reach the ideal circumstances in this world. Moreover, we mustn't reach it. But the direction of mankind, our ideals of morality, they must not be independent from assumptions of this world. They must be heavily defined by our ability for free thinking, here and now. That was when all the discomfort fell from him and he recognized his brothers in arms, his fellow fighters, those who overcame illusions. The future of mankind will be made outside the cave, in an ever new self-definition of own existence. Existence that will take whole values to the test and thus overcome the deadlock of the spirit. Without its most valuable possession, thinking, awareness of existence is a gift and a burden of evolution, not a divine gift. Thinking, as our most valuable possession, is the foundation for the social creature that has made it possible for us to survive to this day. And so, this is a pledge for a new culture of thinking. A pledge without poetry, without science.